Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
when I didn't know what I was going to do,
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways, once again bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that so graciously that's tuning on this evening. I just thank you, and may God keep and bless you always. And I tell you, God is going to bless you. I'm not just saying that. I tell you, I've been telling individuals that I meet, you know, that when they do a good gesture toward me or anybody, you know, this person of God, then God is going to bless them. I told one lady that God was going to bless us. I told her I didn't know how God was going to bless her, because that's not, you know, that's not for me to know how God is going to bless. But I know when God give it to me to give to you, that's what I do. I pass it along as God instructed me. So God told me to tell her that he was going to bless her. So I told her, I said, I don't know if your money is going, or somebody going to bring it to your door, it's going to come in the mail, or how it's going to arrive to you, but God is going to bless you. You know, she just called me back this weekend. This past Sunday night, she called me. I think that was Sunday night. I believe it's Sunday night, Sunday evening. She called me and told me, she said, you know, you told me that God was going to bless me. And I said, yeah, you know, because I kind of forgot, because I talked to so many people, you know. She said, well, my husband had went to the mailbox. Our mailbox was around the corner. She said, and he had went to the mailbox to retrieve the mail. Said, and he opened it up, and she had gotten it was a piece of mail with, one of the banks, I think Bank of America was on it, and she said she didn't know why she was getting any, you know, any mail from Bank of America. She had been, had left them long ago. So she said she went on to open up the, the envelope, and there was a check. Do you hear me? There was a nice size check that was sent to her, and she said, I just had to call you, you know, and let you know. So I didn't know how to get a hold to you. She went to the website, and that's how she got my number, and she called me. So, and she was in hoping that she didn't get the wrong party, but God led her right on to me, and she told me about the good news that God has done. So, you know, you can take God for his word for what it's worth. God never lies. God never has lied, and God is not going to start lying. So if I tell you God told me to tell you something, you can put your last bottom dollar on it, because I'm not no lying prophetess. If God tell me to tell you something, tell you that. If God do not tell me to tell you something, I'm going to shut my mouth, because I'm not going to be, you know, labeled as no lying prophecy. But, you know, if you just obey God, live according to his word, God is not going to allow his word to return back void. That's void. So that means it's going to go out and accomplish what God has sent it out to do. All right, so I don't want to get too, you know, far into that, but I just wanted to share that testimony with you. And so I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours. last 24 hours, last 8 hours, 30 minutes ago, moments ago. And that is to let you know that you are not alone, hallelujah, and that, you know, God has prayer warriors that's praying all around the world, that's praying for you, hallelujah, and with you, see? So, you know, when you got somebody that's praying with you, then, hey, you got a cushion, because we know, hallelujah, that God has men's and women's that's praying, you know, one for another. And that's what we are to do, is to pray. God said we are to pray one for another. So that's what we are doing. We're just being prayerful and mindful, you know, of each and every one, because we are in this together. No one, you know, can, you know, be in this thing by oneself. It takes a village of people, you know, to distribute God's word. And if it didn't take all of us, then all of us would not be here. But God knew what it was going to take to spread his word. And so, you know, that's why we're here. We're here, helpers one to another. That's what the word of God says. So like I said, you know, I just want to send condolences out to each of you and let you know that you're not alone, hallelujah, and that, you know, God will just bring back your joy and bring restoration back unto your heart and your soul, hallelujah. So I just want you to get your good seat, hallelujah. I have the chat room open, available for your sitting and listening pleasure. So just come on in, hallelujah, with your pretty self and have a seat, and allow me to minister unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be, hallelujah. So time, I know I'll be with you 1 hour, and I know that 1 hour is ticking right along as we speak. So I'm not going to be before you very long on tonight, but I will be here presumably an hour. So I'm hoping to be here an hour, you know, in your presence on tonight. So like I said, I just want you to come in, get your good seat, bring all your digital devices, or call them iToys. Bring all your digital toys, whether they be your laptop, maybe your tablet or your smartphone, your iPhone, whatever digital devices that you have in your possession, bring them aboard. You can bring all of your juices, maybe your latte, your OJ, you know, your water beverages, bring them aboard. And so just allow me, like I said, to minister the divine word of truth unto you. But before we do that, we're going to go right now quickly into our opening prayer. I want to present a spiritual deity to some and introduce to others. Present to some and introduce to others. He's our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And so we want to go down and we want to reference him at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, evening us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. For we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have in waiting, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are the creator, you are the architect. Until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, coming back after your bridegroom, God, we will continue on in your way, hallelujah, upward and onward, God. And we will continue mounting up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims coming through this barren land. And Lord, I'm just asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. Let the temple of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, now we're going to take you right on into a service that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go and we're going to take you to our theme. And our theme and title is Who's at the Center? I want to say that one more time. Who's at the Center? And we want to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. I want to read that one more time. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 33 and 11. All right, we're going to go on to our second key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, giving thanks always for all things. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 5 and 20. So you might say, Overseer, what you mean, who's at the center? Well, I will explain that in just a moment about what I mean by who's at the center. Who is at the center of yours and mine and our life? Now, we know in this great big old world, conglomerate world that we exist, that we live in, we know that we have interruptions. And interruptions are nothing new. Rarely does a day go by as planned. We know that life is full with inconveniences. Our plans are constantly thwarted by forces beyond our control. We know that the list, hallelujah, is long and ever-changing. We have sickness, conflicts, traffic jams, forgetfulness. We have appliance malfunction. We have rudeness, laziness, impatient, incompetent. What we cannot see, however, is the other side of inconveniences. We think it has no purpose other than to discourage you and I and us. But it makes life more difficult and thwart our plans. However, inconveniences could be God's way of protecting you and I and us unseen dangers. Or it could be an opportunity to demonstrate God's grace and forgiveness. It might be the start of something ever better than we had planned. Or it could be a test to see how we respond to adversity. Whatever it is, even though we may not know God's reason, we can be assured of his motive to make us more like Jesus and to further his kingdom on earth. So now I'm going to answer that question. Says, who's at the center? We're talking about no other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is to be the center of yours and mine and our life. The center. God said, I will be number one, or I won't be anything. I will not be second best. So God is going to be number one in yours, in mine, in our heart, or he won't be anything. And to say that God's followers throughout history has been inconvenienced would be an understatement. But God has a purpose. Knowing this, we can thank him, being confident that he has given us an opportunity to redeem the time. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 5 and 16 through 20. Hallelujah. We know that whatever happened to you and I and us is not nearly as important as what God does in us and through us. So you can have the confidence that we are created for God's purpose. and his purpose alone. That was the reason God created you and I and us, for his purpose and his glory. Hallelujah. God will get the glory. Yes, he will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. And so we know that the Bible says the counsel of the Lord stands forever, plans of his heart to all generations. And you know, I'm not at the center of the universe. Neither are you. The world doesn't revolve around me. Neither does it you. It doesn't move at my pace, in my terms, nor in accord with my preferences. Though we might wish it be otherwise, life is not all about you and I and us. Everything revolves around the Lord. We go into the law of Psalms 33. We read that all nature revolves around him and his control. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the ocean in vast reservoirs. Thing and nature operate in accordance with the laws he had set. We know that the nation also revolves around the Lord. No plan or scheme can stand up against God's ultimate. Hallelujah. It is the Lord's plan that will stand forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Finally, the lives of all humanity revolves around the Lord. God sees the whole human race. He made our hearts, and he understands everything we do. He has the power to intervene in our lives and deliver us from situations spinning out of control. We know that our life is created to be centered on God, not self. How thankful you and I and us we can be to serve such a powerful God, who has every aspect of our lives under his control. So we would pray that, teach me, Lord, to live out the truth of Psalms. May I revere you as I should. May I and all the inhabitant of the world stand in awe of you. For your counsel and plans stands forever. When we die to all about us, we live to God above us. So we have to move self out of the way and then move God in the way. See, so that's the reason that we're here, is because God made us for his glory and for his honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And there was a woman that was born blind. But you know, her blindness did not hold her back from living a full and productive life. Hallelujah. We're told that the documentary, Can You See How I See?, tells her story. They said that she excelled at school, and with a little help, she enjoyed biking and downhill skiing. Of her sight, said, if I could give my blindness back, I wouldn't do it. She said, I think God made all of us the way we are for a reason. And I think my blindness is part of what I'm going to do with my life. She is now at the university. She is studying and majoring in computer technology. Her dream is to assist in developing new computer software that will help the blind. Hallelujah. And you might ask, how can she maintain such a positive outlook on life? Kristen follows. She understood that God is in control of her circumstances of life, as well as yours and mine. This gives her confidence to pursue opportunities that otherwise might not have been believed possible. Certainly, her life illustrates this truth. From Philippians, it reads that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, you, and I. No matter what our strength or weaknesses might be, God, we know that God, providing his hand, can give you and I and us what we need to make a difference for him in our world. Rely on his strength to help you and I and us to take a step of faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will strengthen, child of God, so weak and frail. God has said so, and it must be, for his promise cannot fail. We know that God calls to a task, include his strength to complete it. So God made you and I for his purpose and for his glory to tell us, hallelujah, about him, how he could save the lost, how he could heal the brokenhearted, how he could set the captain free. Hallelujah, kind of God that you and I serve. And those of you that don't have a relationship, a true relationship, personal relationship with God, I tell you, it behooves you to get into a relationship with God. Someone that you can rely on, someone that you can talk to when it's no one else around. You can talk to God, and God will not tell your secrets, for he knows them all so well. But God will not tell what you confide in him to anyone. You can talk to him when you don't even have anybody to talk with. You can talk to God. You can cry on his shoulder. You can lay your head in his bosom. Hallelujah, because God will carry you when you saw only two set of footprints in the sand. Instead of seeing four, that would have been God's two and your two. But when you only saw two sets of footprints in the sand, that's when God carried you, my child. God can carry you on this morning. Whatever turbulent that you're going through, God can carry you through, and God can bring you out on the other side with a victory. We know that most of us have similar experiences. We think ahead and carefully work out a plan. We picture in our mind with great details how our future is going to unfold. But things don't always go as planned. Some doors close while others open. If this happened to you, it may be that God has something completely different in mind. And it's good to plan and dream and think ahead. But we must always be open to God's appointed changes in directions. We know that a man's heart plans his way, Solomon wrote, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 16 and 9. God will never mislead you and I and us. When we trust him with all of our heart, he will direct our path. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6. His way is always best. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Where God's fingers point, his hand will make the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that a sprained ankle is so common during summer activities. It can cause lingering problems if not properly treated. We're told that minor sprains respond well to rice, rest, and ice compressions, elevation. But people who ignore a serious sprain and keep going in spite of the pain run the risk of a greater injury. Podiatrist surgeons say we often get used to sprains and put up with them, but even minor sprains should be rehabilitated so they don't happen again. And of course, a major injury always requires proper treatment. We find out when Jeremiah spoke the Lord's message against the corrupt spiritual leaders of Judea, he said, they have also healed the hurt of my people, slightly saying that peace, peace, when there is no peace. We go into the law of Jeremiah 6 and 14. He repeated the accusation of inadequate treatment for serious spiritual injury in the law of Jeremiah 18:11. Then he asked, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there for the health of the daughters of my people? Jeremiah's searching question inspired an old spiritual that proclaimed the message of hope and forgiveness we still need today. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sick soul. That balm is the healing power of Jesus for our deep wounds of sin. Have you applied this balm? I want to ask you out there in my digital audience on this morning. Have you applied that digital balm of healing, of soul searching salvation? Hallelujah. The sin to remove the stain of sin. Hallelujah, from your heart. Have you applied this balm? Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes I feel discouraged and I think my work is in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revived my soul again, because he's telling me there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. We know that the great physician always has the right remedy. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've set something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. This program has been sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now bring you the second half of our program. Its name of it is the Hymns of Zion, and that is our second part, coming on to our conclusion of our program. And so if you have any desired prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer with you and on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to dial in and speak live with your host, Overseer Janice Ford. Those numbers are 646-200-3074. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. And if there are not any prayer petitions at this time, we are encouraging you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because he is people friendly. So until we come across these airways and skyways, once again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to turn the service over into Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you.
greatest man I know. I know you lift your hands in this building and open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
to my lips, and I declare it. I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this. Say, I decree it. I shall win.
sing the Lord your name. Above every name.
Come on, say with power and majesty.
Power and majesty. Dominion, authority. You reign.
Sing it again with power.
With power and majesty. Dominion, authority. You reign.
Come on, let's go right here.
Oh, sing my God reigns.
Sing our God reigns.
Our God reigns. Heaven, Lord, you reign.
Oh,
every day.
My God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Lord,
Lord,
you reign.
Oh, every day.
Here we go. With power and majesty.
Power and majesty.
Lord,
we reign. Lord,
you reign. Lord, you reign. Yes, you do. I need to hear you raise it up, church.
With power and majesty, in your authority,
you reign. Oh, sing my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
And the Lord you reign.
Oh, every day.
I need to hear you like my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing our God reigns.
Yeah. Our God reigns.
And the Lord you reign. You got it now with power and majesty.
Power and majesty.
Lord, dominion. Lord, dominion. Sing it again with power and majesty.
With power and majesty.
Lord, dominion.
Lord,
dominion. Here we go. It's a church song. We got to go up again. Sing it. My God reigns.
My God reigns.
Open your mouth, say, all the lives back.
we run. You gotta have endurance, 'cause it's a marathon. I was born, shown up to win, in pursuit with faith, until the end. I'm going to have a
strong faith,
because I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a
strong faith.
Well, still I'm onward bound,
each and every day.
No matter what, I'll continue to run for the rest of my life, till my work is done. I'm going to have a
strong faith,
because I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a
strong faith.
I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a
strong faith.
His name is worthy of all glory, and that's what we're going to give him tonight. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah. Then it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is yet to come.
The See, God writes the end before the story begins. For he told me to tell you the best.
He's dead.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a
I I can wave the sound away.
Look at my lowest, oh my God.
God reminded me.